I have a very strong feeling about buildings having a spirit and having the connection to the people who've been in them. Whenever we've had to move either into an apartment or finding our first apartment, for example, in California, I said to my friend, let me feel it. She just shook her head. But I could tell if it was going to be the place that was comfortable to live in. The minute we opened the door, I would know. It's when I know, when I walk in the door and feel it, then I know that the lessons are coming to me. That's why I knew I had to leave Hudson in the beginning. But what I have gained has brought me back, you know, with different eyes. The building that we now have is Tansy's. It started out in 1939. It was Larry's lunchroom. Then it became a pool hall where famous people like Minnesota Fats, for example, used to come and play the locals. Then another man owned it as another gambling den, and another continued the pool hall. And then it was an ice cream shop, and then a secondhand store and a pottery studio. And then it was ours. So here we are. There's a trap door space on the floor that we've left there that used to be able to let you get in and out of the basement really quickly in the height of its gambling days. And we've decided to leave that. It's just, to me, it's part of the history. Formerly, this was the Italian section of the city with the Italian church on Union Street. Most of the Italian families knew one another, communicated together. We were born about a block away from where we are now. And there are people on the block who knew us when we were babies. Probably one of the highlights for us was Mrs. Harkawa lived two doors up the street. She was 93 when we opened Tansy's, and she came in one morning, looked at us and said, oh my God, you're Frankie's kids. How fun was that? I lived away for about 20 years and came back in later life. Every September, I wanted to be in the fall where the colors change and it's so vibrant in the Hudson Valley. It's just so gorgeous here. I would probably drive my husband crazy. In September, he would say, Tisha, just go home for a week and spend a week with your mother. I wanted to smell apples and I wanted to be out where there's going to be pumpkins. And it's like I needed to feel that. When we moved back here, it's not quite the same in Europe either. So when we finally moved back here, and I could experience all of that again. And I could experience winter where everything dies off and goes to sleep. And in the spring, it comes back to life. It's just not quite the same in other places that I'd lived. So I could really appreciate the beauty of the valley. I live on a road now where there was a magnificent fruit farm in my childhood that's now all the apple trees have been pulled up. That's the way life is. Things do change. But this really, because it was a fruit and dairy farming county, it's lovely. And I think we forget that and we take things for granted. I don't really know if you ever appreciate where you were born while you're there as a child. The house that we bought, funny enough, I used to look at it when I was a child on the way to my mother's farm. We would pass this house and I used to look at it and think, I'm gonna live there someday. I'd never been in it. When I came back, I live in it now. I live there. And the woman who lived there before me was the first owner of the house, and she lived in it for 62 years. Her husband's family owned it for 90 years. We're surrounded by her property, in which there's still some pear trees. And we have apricots and peaches. And these were all of Mrs. Freese's old trees, which is just so nice that we still have some of those. You have to make pie. You have to make turnovers. We make applesauce. You can't take rhubarb out of the ground and bite it, but we did. And it was so sour. But we grew up doing that. You know, my uncle would pick it as we're moving the tractor trailer, and we would chew the rhubarb. But now I can't wait for the rhubarb to come out of the ground. And it's like I never took advantage of it when I was in California. I never really saw a lot of it there, even in the markets to buy it. So it's just one of those things. Rhubarb is my favorite thing to work with, so I always make sure I buy a lot of it and cut it up and freeze it so I can have it during the year. But my mother did so many holiday things that we do her way, and we sell what we make here. Peanut brittle, she used to make cookies, all her cookies we make and sell. It's just like a bit of our childhood that we sell now. And it does remind us of our mother. We have pictures of them, my grandparents and my parents on the wall, old black and white photos that keep their spirits here with us.